I think this
however subtle. We must have some subtle power that I can count, that I have got something. Only in the infinite vacuum to remain forever, how one can tolerate being an energetic man.
Guru Maharaj,
yes.
I think this is the reason why some devotees fall down into intoxication. They're searching for this experience, and
that may be in connection with real saints, then that anatta will go away with them. Intoxication, with the help of intoxication, with the help of this yoga. Only the minimum medicine to keep up the body together. I have got my fixed program, then to do all these kinds of service under the direction of my Guru Maharaj and to keep me fit. I may take the medicine in good proper yukta vairagya, yukta ahara vihara. But will keep my body fit. I shall take such food. And that intoxication will help me in my meditation. And when intoxication is taken away, meditation will go. To keep the body fit, that we shall accept from the environment. To keep the body fit, the body, and with the sober mind, the service of the Vaishnava, the service of the Lord under the direction of the Vaishnava, go in the method of direct teachings. Particular gesture, Tuyoshi Devi can help us, a creeper, a plant. So why not this Gaja? By Tuyoshi Devi we do not mean a particular shrub, a particular plant. But she is there, the gestures in Shalagram, just in Srimati, just in the Ganges water, the Divine Presence, that is there. And not that particular tree, plant, this physical representation will help us. The spirit behind, we mean that. That is superior, the whole superior position than that of mind. And we appeal to them as devotees. And do not use the trap that by eating tulsi we will be the plants, the leaves of tulsi, if I eat, then I will attain Krishna bhakti. This is a conception that will be offense to tulsi. Even some we do not use tulsi as a medicine. Tulsi leaf is considered a medicine by the ordinary people. But we don't go there. You have to utilize Yoshi for my bodily health, for spiritual health in the body, from heart. It is not an ordinary plant, but there is the existence of the grace of Krishna. So spirit can help our spirit. No matter can help our spirit. Ailment of our soul must come from the soul's region and never from any material plane. It's a plain thing. And we are suffering from anatta, and ignorance. And we find that this material thing can help me to attain my spiritual realization. No. He's all independent. His switch is autocrat. Only he's little dependent to his devotees. Devotees' recommendation, he cannot avoid. That's not advice. So no dependence on material substance for attainment of this. He is for himself. He is not subservient to anything. That thing will force him to come down to this land. He is for himself. The Hegelian expression that is very reliable and very substantial.
Very strong.
Oh, strong basis. It's by itself and for itself. And die to live. I used these expressions very
often.
Yes.
It helps me great deal. Yes, that again. And it is unchallengeable.
It expresses the idea well.
Oh, unchallengeable. There he is for himself and everything for himself. Then he is absolute. Otherwise only you give a name absolute and you treat him as our subject. No. Two things have to go together. He is for himself. And his devotees means his own agents, own servants. They may be considered amongst his group. But none else. It's for himself, it's by himself, and die to live. And not by trying to live. If he will try to live, he will die. If you can die to this idea, with this idea, that he is for himself, and will die with this idea, it will be great help to you. I am dying for him. The main thing, the backbone of the devotional attempt. No compromise. You must have courage to admit this. He is for himself, I am for himself. And I have no separate end. If it is there, I am a culprit, I am a traitor, I am a diseased person, I am not. To die a wholesale death, not partial. We go a few steps and then say, no further, no, wholesale death. Wholesale death. And as long as you go to die, you will feel, of course, that you are living. You are getting real life. Wrong missing link. Back to home. You are going.
I was going.
But you have stopped.
Possibly. If I had gone, I would have missed all this.
Mr. Hagen. He has stopped you. Very clear. And very benevolent. Strong.
Hegel's.
None can easily. None can easily deny it. Reality must be by itself and about itself. This is done away with all other philosophers. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, iti sabdate. Three genuine conception of it. The Advaita is one conception, the second Paramatma, and the third highest conception of him about that. As the enjoyer. All comprehensive, all permeative, and all swallowing.
Devouring.
Devouring. Bhakta. Bhagavan, Jiva Goswami has given the meaning of the word Bhagavan, Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta, Bhagavan. He has got so charming the presentation that everyone cannot do without being attracted to him, to serve him. Whenever anyone comes in contact with him, he cannot restrain himself without casting him in his service. He is so charming. Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta, Bhagavan. He commands our service. Bhagavan means commands our service. I am fulfillment. My service is fulfillment of your life. He proposes like that. He is Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. No tape. Wait till now.
Yes.
Tape is there?
I've been taping.
Small tape for you. Chota tape for you.
Okay. No, no. Okay. Come on, wait for a day. Wait for a day.
Wait for a day. This afternoon? This afternoon?
No.
Tomorrow.
To home, back to God, back to home. We shall awake in our home. Now we are wandering in the foreign land, just like a madman, aimlessly wandering on the street. And collecting some piece of paper or some piece of cloth and wandering in the street, forgetful of his own home, own father, mother, children, everything, wandering in the street. And that. Our condition more or less like that. If that man, that madman, may be roused to his own former temperament, you are a son of that family, you have bought that property, you have so and so, then he will give up that collecting on the street, the medical things, he will come back to home and live with the family happily. That is something like that. Hello, no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Diksha means that. To take back to Krishna consciousness, where is our own home. And we are at present, we are our attention focused towards the external charm of substances, sometimes in human form, both men and women, and sometimes in animal form, sometimes in tree, in many stages of living, and wandering just as in a dream, wandering in different stages of consciousness. But the absolute consciousness within that will be aroused and you will find that I am the child of this soil, the soil of Krishna consciousness, the land of beauty and love. That is, on the nutshell, it may be like that. So I am tired, I feel tired, I shall go.
Bolte Bolte মানে enthusiastic curious তেতে inquisitive হবে না ওটা মানে কি ভাবটা বোঝানো হচ্ছে রঙ্গ বলতে ওটা মেরি মেকিং বলতে একটা মানে অন্যরকম বোঝায় ভূগোলদীপক একটা ওই ধরনের ব্যাপার ওটা খানিকটা সেই ধরনের কিছু যেটা
devotee, you are merry making, merry sport. Merry making.
Merry making mood?
Yes.
Mood.
That's a good description. Merry making, playful mood. That is.
Merry making, playful mood.
Yes.
Playful mood. It's good. Merry making. Merry making to bhalo ek diye. Yoi to bojay.
This is Krishna's mood with the coward boys.
No, Krishna's mood with the young girls, most young girls.
Ah.
Juvenile. Were of juvenile age.
I see.
In juvenile age. Krishna, not Krishna, Mahaprabhu, of course. The connection of Mahaprabhu is saying. But Mahaprabhu used to take bath in Ganges. He used to bathe in Ganges.
Ah.
By throwing water. The one to the another. One to the.
Innocent.
Yes.
Sporting mode.
Yes. I find your divine grace brings new life to the English language for myself. I find these words completely adequate to describe that mood. I would have not have thought of these words, sportive, like this, merrymaking. This is more like old English. In America, the language has lost some of its life, some of its descriptive nature. The old English was better. Now it is business. It is business language.
Simple and the deep thinking in the nature, natural resources, Vashva.
Good.
Under his
life. Eta Karpodya Maharaj, we live in deeds, not ears, in thoughts, not breeds, in feeling, not in a figure on a dial. We should count time by heart throbs. Then, Kali began.
Say it again.
Sini Maya Panditeiti Nama Desha Banditam. Yes. Who's teaching me this?
Hari Chiran Prabhu came last night.
That is Vimalama Sutra.
Yes.
Mani Panditi Namo Desha Panditam. Because he was an exceptional scholar. All the scholars, veterans, came to Navadvip and they were defeated by Mahatma, the genius of his young age. So then Abhinay Pandit was all around the country known as Abhinay Pandit. Abhinay Pandit is a very strong Pandit personality. Any Pandits, any scholars from different corners of India coming to talk with him, but they are defeated, can't of course go further. Sri Nimani Panditi, the Desha Pandita, now his name was honored throughout the country. Sri Nimani Panditi, now Desha Pandita. But the other produced he cut into asunder. And again, he connected them and explained himself very perfectly. But when others put it to him, he cut it, messed it. Again, that pieces he collected and put, connected and gave the meaning. So khanda khanda khandi chatra samsthan. Anything told to him, he was such a great logician that he could cut the lesson, could not do anything. Again he collected them in the airport. Oh, this way, it may be. This capacity here. Sthapitattva khanda khanda khanditattva samsthanam varo. A dreadful figure to be scholars in his young age. Again when they came, he came to Krishna Bhakti. That is also that type, lost himself in the ocean of divine love. So much deep, so much intensity, people could not conceive that adherence to the Lord may come to such a great intensity and degree, self-abnegation. So hard. I can't tolerate his own existence. I can't stand, I can't stay. Please show me Krishna. I can't live without without having a sight of Krishna. My friends, help me. I am gone, I am lost. Help me. All I said, I am dying. So this such intensity is adherence to Krishna. The Krishna is in your chest. Oh, in my chest. Gadadhar tell, yes, why you are so much eager for Krishna? Krishna is within you in your chest. Oh, began to beg. You don't know. Krishna is within me. Yes, I am. Something like that. Mad. Mad for search of Krishna. So mad. What's your news, morning?
Khub bhalo, Maharaj.
Khub bhalo. All day. all the difficulty that the doctors not allowing to come out.
No.
Only one difficulty now.
Yes. Now they will keep her until Monday.
Eh?
They will keep her until Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
So long?
Yes.
Why not Saturday? You have read his best.
Yes.
Thinking that my patient is a Vaishnava. That
Narad Muni.
Guru Maharaj. Mala should be kept in a respectable position and then of incense. Not on one hand.
Uh-huh.
Tulasi should be always revered.
Mm.
You must put in a proper position. You should keep. Then you would do incense. That is. What is done should be all right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tulasi is given to the feet of Narayana, not to the feet of Guruji. It is also revealed by Guruji. And Tulsi should be put in the hand of Guruji by the Archam, time of Archam, so that Guruji will put this Tulsi in the leg, in the foot of the Narayan or Krishna. The Tulsi should have regard always. Tulasi. Yatta sannihitu hari, but this Tulasi Mahal. There is an understanding between Hari and the Tulasi. That wherever you will be, I must be nearby. I shall be present nearby. Yatta sannihitu hari. Hari, but there is Tulasi, Hari must be near. Hari is Govindhari. In Gargasanita Parashat is written, one is asking Radharani, why from in that got so much love for Krishna? She says that in my previous life I rendered service to Tulasi, and by her grace I have attained this position of what you think. But this is a part of Leela, though Radharani, she is the first amongst the all sort of creatures. But still she says, in some kalpa she might have done such a deal. Lila Padmas. But anyhow, it is showing the dignified position of Tulasi.
You got a pen? You want me to find you, Maharaj?
You are eager to start for the place of service. Yeah? So if you like, you can start from evening today by 2 o'clock. After that, the time will be inauspicious. Then again, tomorrow morning. I
should
say tomorrow morning.
Guru
Maharaj? Only. He's also eager to go to London.
Yes, mm-hmm. But we'll wait today. We'll leave tomorrow morning all together, all three.
All three will start
yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
First, I must go to Calcutta to book my flight back.
Yes.
I have to book it.
And you want his help in that?
Yes.
Or he wants your help?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
He or he?
Who? I will help both.
Both?
Yes.
And Paramananda, he will also go to Bombay. He will have to go to Bombay to help Mother Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
So he will also start tomorrow morning before next afternoon.
Guru Maharaj?
Morning, before sunrise.
Yes. Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
What is the energy in Thursday afternoon that makes the Thursday afternoon inauspicious for starting a journey?
Every day has got some influence of the planet. So, this is calculated. This is meant for a practical leader. Devotees in the middle stage may not care for it. But these subtle signs in the nature is seen to be read even by the gopis. They accept every moment to serve some purpose in the Leela. In Govinda Leelamrita it is written when Radha Rani is approaching to meet Krishna in the forest. Someday she finds good signs and can meet him. And someday it is described that when she is studying, there is some ominous sight, and that day he goes with no Krishna power. To read from the symbols of the nature, the future success or failure may be read from different symptoms of the nature. You see, we are told that earthquake is known by some birds and sometimes also by the deer and the other animals. But still, human brain has not yet found out when earthquake would come. But some birds began to cry. Not all sorts of birds. There are some that the wing in the the flood is coming, the ants are seen to go up with their eggs. They can know that the intuition is there. It is intuition. Sure. But the man cannot know, can't know by his brain calculation. So many beasts they can understand by intuition. That is suggestion of the nature,
yes.
The future reflects itself in the present in through different symptoms, and it is not like the superstition.
Yes.
It is fact. And actually, in the newspaper, we found once a sadhu was living in Darjeeling Hill here. And he was very much liberal, and so many animals used to come to him and some licking his body, and some brushing some animal's body in this way, very friendly. Now once the earthquake will come, that portion of the hill that will be dissolved, separated from the main, the sadhu will have to die. The animals, especially the stag, the deer, they came and anyhow began, by their horns, began to push the sadhu out of his ashram. And anyhow they took the sadhu out of that portion, and immediately there was earthquake came, and that portion of the hill was gone down.
Mm.
It has also been said. The intuition, subconscious region, the wheels come.
So Maharaj,
yes.
If one is going to follow the influence or understand there's some bad influence on on Thursday afternoon, if what is one to do or to avoid on a Thursday afternoon?
That is not always effective. There are so many other things also. Not only the day, but the city, the other yoga, so many things. So combination produces something. It so cannot be particularly said that Tuesday's afternoon will be always bad. There are different combinations of. If you have to calculate in a certain way, then there is many things to calculate. And generally, when we are going for with service of Krishna with God overhead, suppose if any urgent necessity arises in inauspicious time, then what should we do? We shall have to attend that duty. So we shall think about the Lord and go on, join our duty. It is a general thing. But in particular case, whether it's good or bad, we must do our service. But get full of our future. Taking all sorts of risks, we must go on to discharge our service. It is not desirable that in ominous time, in auspicious time, we shall sit idle. That would also be bad.
Also, in West Virginia, America, they see caterpillars, they have much hair, or the horses, they grow a full coat of hair, they know it's going to be cold that winter, a harsh winter. That also, they have these, all the nature certainly points out future in different ways. The country people, they know some of these things. Is there some shastra connected with some of these indications? Is there? Or is it just the people, they know these things? They see, they observe these things? Or is...
What does it say?
The nature, these signs, omens, are they in the Shruti? Are they in the scripture? Any of these omens? Can they be found? Pointing out future?
I don't follow you. in New Vrindavan in America.
Yes.
For part of America, Swami Maharaj has given the name of New Vrindavan.
Yes.
And we say that there the customs, the usage of the people of that locality is different from that of other locality.
Yes.
No, my question is this. You were saying before there are omens.
Amen.
Omens. You see a sign in nature and you know a flood is coming. The ants are taking their eggs up. And you can see, that you can know the flood is coming.
And so, what do you say?
These in Shastra, are they in the scripture? In the revealed scripture?
Yes. The ominous sign and the auspicious sign. When Krishna disappeared, Arjuna coming from Dwaraka, hello, Tumhara Yudhishthira is saying so many ominous things is in humanity. I saw this, I saw that, all ominous signs. Now Arjuna come like a man in the man pull. What's the matter, fortune? I am experiencing all these ominous signs in nature. Without being taught, we are deceived by that great Lord who came in human form and became our friend. He has withdrawn from here. My brother, we are helpless now. We are thrown into the grief, ocean of grief. He has already left us. So many bad signs mentioned in the past. Many past. These signs have brought recognition in the past.
Can I ask one question, Maharaj?
Oh.
You mentioned earlier that sometimes Radharani sees a good sign, and so she goes to see Krishna. Mm. I didn't hear very clearly. Did you say sometimes she sees bad signs?
She is in Gyan Sunna Bhakti of Prakrita Vrindavan, all the human characteristics.
Uh-huh.
No divinity there. Awakening. That is, we are ordinary men.
Yeah.
That is the mental imposition there. As ordinary people of lower section, of the milkmaid men. We are so, they are revering the deities, revering other gods. Yashoda, if any sadhu comes ordinary, takes his feet dust, putting on the head of his son Krishna, Gopal, says, bless him, he is my son. This is their mood, Gyanasandha Bhakti. No divinity to be traced there, no transcendental knowledge to be traced there. Gyanasandha Bhakti, the life above calculation, the calculative world. No connection with calculative.